part of the 3RW football commentary team again in 2015. Lee Matthews, good evening to you.
Good evening, Shane. How are you?
Very well. I agree wholeheartedly that it should be an open hearing. Why do you believe so fiercely that the media should be allowed into this?
Well, I think it's the situation that's developed. I mean, there's 2 years now virtually where there's been investigations going on, and clearly those investigations aren't going to be carried out in the public forum. So the only thing but the saturation media coverage means there's been people in various sections of the media who think they know what's going on from different leaking sources, I suppose. And anyway, but finally, the sport has a chance to say, well, okay, we're now, there's charges been laid, the charges are going to be heard. Let's make it transparent. I think if ever there's an issue that needs as much transparency as you can, because it's been so much rumour and innuendo over the last couple of years, I would have thought it's this one. So I find it surprising and disappointing, in fact, that principle, I guess, wasn't adhered to, and therefore it's going to be closed. And there will be further rumour and innuendo and comment, I guess, from what people perceive to be going on.
And that seems to be the big concern now, because even with a tribunal, you can get leaks, and information goes to journos around town. All of a sudden, you've got the Herald Sun reporting one thing, the Australian another, and the Age another, and we don't know what to believe in it. Yes, it certainly festers in talkback. It's a delight in the world of radio. Yeah. But for the listener, they go, well, I'm over it again. And we know how much the football public is over this whole Asada case. And you feel that if it was open and if people knew the facts coming out, we may be able to move on, because who knows how long this hearing may last.
Well, that's exactly the way I see it. I say it's a very public issue. If it was life and death, as they say, people would be under subpoena. It's only a sports issue when it's all boiled down. But nevertheless, it's a great public interest what has been going on over the last couple of years. So at this point, as you've just enunciated, it seems a pretty good thing if people could judge for themselves by just what people and what evidence has been proffered, as opposed to what will be leaked. Because it's leaked like a sieve, this whole issue, hasn't it? But we don't know. I personally don't know which leak to believe.
David Jones, the head of the tribunal chairman, said that the players' privacy was of paramount concern, and that's why he said it won't be an open hearing. Do you think the public interest outweighs that?
Well, it's more on the basis. There's 34 Essendon players. I mean, in 2012, there's about 40 Essendon players. So, I mean, in terms of, we might not know the names of the Essendon players, but I think everybody could probably name the 30 or 34. So the fact that people go to court in courts of the land, don't they, and fight a case. So I'm not sure whether the privacy that we are now trying to say that it's still going to be private which players have been charged. And that seems to be what the extension of that all is. Yeah.
Well, it just seems to be worrying to me that, as you say, we've basically narrowed down who the 34 are while not exactly commenting on it. We know that some players who are no longer with the team, including Stuart Cramery and Brent Prismal, they wanted it to be an open hearing. It just seems in the interest of everyone, and the AFL has always said, look, we want to be open with these kind of things, that it should be an open hearing, and that we can finally, maybe, just get some facts in a story that has been based around rumour and innuendo. And you can't say that there's not public interest. I remember camping out the front of AFL House for 3 days.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, again, David Jones has had a contrary view on the privacy issue, but I can't see the privacy issue's come and gone. I mean, you already know there's 34 Essendon players. So there's 40 on their list in 2012. So you know who the players are, the allegations about, and the charges have been laid. So I don't see any reason why there is anything to gain by even by protecting their privacy in a sense further when the charges are about to be laid. Anyway, that's my point of view, Shane. Many people agree with it, but the man who has got total power has decided not to.
We love your point of view, and that is exactly why you're part of 3RW football again next year. Take care if we don't talk again. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Shane. You too.